Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension. Hello and welcome, my dear friends, into this episode where I'm going to share with you about the blue avians. So my name is Sandrine. I am a trans channel to the Arcturians. I also founded Fractal Alchemy, which is a wonderful quantum 5D university. I am an ascension and mission mentor, teaching more and more about the quantum realms that we get access to as the galactic realms and ourselves are opening up to the new energies being blasted onto Earth. Can you feel it? I can certainly feel it. And many of my students are literally having massive quantum leaps because the galactic realms and also the Earth with the Schumann resonance and the rhythm and the dynamics of the Earth structure and architecture are literally creating this space for us to be charged, supercharged from the axis below by the Earth and from the axis above by the galactic realms and all of these beautiful portals and pathways of evolution now being shared by so many of our star friends. If you are interested in star races and your connection with them, you are not alone. So many of us are now opening up to the understanding that indeed we are not alone. And even though we knew that, the fact that so many of us actually start having this heart calling to discover more about their soul family and their origin, but not only that, are also starting to channel and sometimes, like myself, channel galactic beings is really showing the superconscious states that humans now access. I am here to teach people how to get greater access and be more empowered into these superconscious states because I am here to help us anchor the template of the neo humans, which is all of us humans evolving to the next layers, to the next stage of humankind. And this is so very exciting, guys. This has been predicted for eons and now it is happening. Let's all remember that, whatever arises in our reality is here to serve us. It is here to help us find freedom within the heart and unity amongst ourselves. As I record this podcast, we are still experiencing so much separation and distortion in this reality, coming around the virus COVID-19 and the vaccines. And my heart really goes with all of you people, with all the ones that are here and that they really want to get the vaccines, and all the ones that are here and they are really anti-vaccines, because I have to say that being able to be neutral and to simply observe the different choices that people have when it comes to their own physical embodiment, their physical body, is going to anchor us back into our sovereignty. Because remember that we each live in our own reality. We each make our own choices based on certain data that run through our systems. And we don't know what the others, what our neighbor, what our friend, even what our partner is really going into as we transition now into more and more pressure coming from the outside of challenging our sovereign right to choose for ourselves. So please remember that we were all born free, that we are here to reclaim the power within, that the codes of love, connection, abundance and freedom are our four primal codes, and simply our journey is to be able to stay anchored in our unique soul blueprint, in our sovereignty, and therefore to also honor everyone else's right to own their own choices, their sovereign will. So I just wanted to share this with you because this is literally some very powerful messages that the Blue Avians are here to share. The Blue Avians have a very unique specificity about them that really sets them apart from all other star races, and actually more than one. So first of all, is that when they come into our awareness, as so many channels witness, is that they look like birds, and sometimes they are humanoid hybrid birds. And then for me, it's really like looking more like birds with very long necks and a beak and a very, very wide span, like a big span with their wings. And that is the first specificity, is that compared to all other star races that I co-create with, these ones are not necessarily humanoid. And even though they come sometimes as humanoid to certain people, they still have wings, and basically they still look very different from our dear friends Arcturians, Pleiadians, and Andromedans and Sirians, whom I have shared about in previous podcasts. If you are interested to know more about them, I would simply like to invite you to visit my different channels. As I mentioned, it's recorded in podcast, but also on video and also written in a blog post. So if you are new to my content, I would love it that if this content aligns with you, you simply give back by liking my video and maybe following me, and even better, share with your friends and like-minded people. So when we learn about the Blue Avians, first of all, they have this beautiful, magnificent appearance. It's a very royal way of carrying themselves. They look like birds, but like royal birds, really. They are so gracious. They are so luxurious, so abundant. But also, they have this very, very strong frequency of unity. Blue Avians, through all timelines and realities that I have worked with them and that they have shown me, they have never taken sides. They have never said, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, when there was a conflict amongst different star systems or now with humans. They have always moved back. They have removed themselves from the equation where they could see that a lot of other star races would say, oh, we want to help them by doing this, and other star races would say, we want to help them by doing that. And then sometimes it's not that other star races would necessarily enter in conflict either, but it is kind of like, okay, so now we're gonna bring these codes when others were, oh, now we're gonna bring those codes, and those codes are gonna help, and your codes are gonna help. And it's kind of like we understand that we each have differences and we respect each other's differences. It's not always that, I don't actually really see that there are many galactic ones happening at all, which is a different subject that I might address later. But I hope that you understand a little bit the deeper frequency that I'm trying to share here. When I share that the Blue Avians, they have always been at a higher level of frequency than all other star races. So now they reside mostly into the 12th dimension. So they are really God's messenger of unity. They come and they have, as they fly around, as they share the frequency with us, they have this unity, these all of these sparkles, this frequency, this light force energy that I see. It's kind of like glitter around them. And they simply share that with us, and it's to help us find this unity. Every time we feel separation, every time we feel that we are being dragged into having an opinion that is going to be against someone else's opinion, we have the opportunity to call in the wisdom of the Blue Avians, calling their wisdom around unity. And I find that at the moment, with what's going on in humanity, we can really learn a lot from our beloved friends, the Blue Avians, because they transcend completely all systems. They transcend the human mind. They transcend all structures of the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual systems. So they are simply the pure embodiment of unity consciousness. So when they come, they are literally sharing this unity consciousness with us, and they say, it is okay not to have an opinion. It is okay not to take a side, because this is not necessary. It is not necessary to find unity, to find happiness, to find connection, to actually take a side and to observe this equation and say these ones are the right ones and these ones are the wrong ones. I believe more in this and I believe more in that, because eventually, the more we ascend and evolve as templates, anchoring templates of the neo-humans, the more we reside in our sovereignty and the more we understand that it's actually none of our business what other people think and do. Like literally, like we are not in a position of judging and analyzing and rationalizing the decisions that others take. Because again, as I have mentioned before, we are not them. We don't have their data. We don't have their story. We don't know their emotions. We don't know their relation with their inner beings. So the blue avians, they come like a beautiful touch of God, unity consciousness, saying, when you reside in your heart, when you accept yourself fully, when you surrender in yourself, when you find unity within the self, that is all that matter. Because therefore, you're going to start radiating that. And when you start going into certain template of outdated reality that encourage you to take a side against another side, you can simply take a breath, go back in your heart and actually activate that inside your microcosm. Remember that my teachings always quantum teachings, meaning that I always teach all my students and you guys listening to all my free content that you create your reality from understanding your own microcosm, your own systems. Your systems are your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual systems. When you understand your unique structure, the unique architecture of yourself, therefore you can embody more of your soul blueprint, reside more into your uniqueness. And when you do that with unapologetically to start with, but with also so much love and connection to the self and so much humility, therefore you simply radiate that. You radiate your own divine self and you start shining that around you, therefore encouraging others to do so. When we encourage others to be more empowered, to be more unified, to find more oneness within themselves, then it uplifts the whole of humanity. I see so many coaches, so many mentors, light leaders, spiritual teachers falling into outdated paradigms, reality of taking one side against the other side, of criticizing, of saying, oh, this is the will of demonic forces. Like, let's move away from that. It's actually not at all the embodiment of unity consciousness that is literally staying stuck in outdated paradigms reality. So if you feel that you have gone there yourself, great, because now that you're receiving this transmission, it means that you will have more awareness of that pattern. It means that when you have conscious awareness of a pattern, you have the choice to choose differently. So next time, when you also have the option into going, into taking sides, into judging, into criticizing, into finding the evil in others, when you think that you all hold the torch of truth against all evil, take a breath, call in the frequency of blue avians and ask yourself, is this coming from unity consciousness? And if the answer is no, simply don't go there. That is as simple as that. Don't talk, don't think, and don't act upon that impulse. Don't do it. It doesn't come from unity consciousness. It means it doesn't come from your soul. Take some time, learn, alchemize, heal yourself, transmute yourself first before you start sharing with others, especially if you say that you are a mentor, a teacher, or a coach, because other people look up to you, my friend. And when other people look up to us, it is our duty and responsibility to do even more internal work. So this is the frequency of the blue avians. It is to say you have that in yourself already. You are a master already. A master can observe simply all fluctuation of the field, all fluctuation residing within their fractal, simply observing them, simply being there for the human self, holding the torch of light, of presence, of love and happiness within the heart. So there is no need to drop the frequency into lower fractal, which is basically taking sides and having an opinion on pretty much everything that comes across as a life experience. Another interesting characteristic about the blue avians is that they actually don't have a star system as such. They don't really have a planet. I see them traveling in the quantum in spaceships, and some are very round and some are triangular. So it depends a little bit on where what they do and if they work with other star races, right? So here there's a little bit of both, but they use time to be able to time and space travel, and they are the ones who have access to all realities. So a lot of star races actually are not in connection with humans, or were not in connection with humans, as I myself am such, how can I say? Yeah, like I'm quite an advanced psychic and quantum traveler. So I do have access to star systems that are not in contact with many humans at the moment. And they are starting to consider opening their realms into finding ambassadors on Earth, so we can start receiving some of their codes, some of their knowledge, some of their teachings. So some humans have started connecting with new star races, but very few of us, right? So the blue avians are the one star race across all time and space realities that has access to all the realms because of this unity consciousness that they represent. They never take side, they never have any judgment, they serve all equally. And they only receive guidance from their soul and also from source, of course, as we all do, right? As they are themselves already projection of the source divine consciousness. So it means that blue avians, they also have access to new planets and new star systems that are just being birthed. And they are the ones who are going to bring the first seed of consciousness on these planets. So that's what they did on Earth as well. The first consciousness that started coming onto Earth, I was myself one. I was one of the first consciousness to come on Earth, as thousands of others. It's not that it's only me, but it was thousands of others of my friends who came onto Earth a very long time ago. I was in the water for a long time. I really love it here. So there's no surprise that I love ocean swim so much, even in winter. Like now here in New Zealand, it's winter, but I still love my ocean swim because of this love that I have always had for the oceans. And all the realms on Earth, of course. But going back to the blue avians, so the blue avians, they work with other star races when God basically give kind of like it opens up this system and say, okay, so now like this planet has settled. It means that there is a sustainable environment to experiment with certain frequencies of life. And here it was 3D frequency of life. So like God was like, okay, so now everything is ready. Blue avians, you can start, bringing some seeds onto Earth, seeds of consciousness. And these seeds of consciousness would come from different star systems. So we had Arcturians, we had also Sirians and Pleiadians and Reptilians mostly starting to come on Earth. And we were simply there for pure consciousness, and we were seeded in different elements to start with. It was not even in animals or humans. Humans were not existent then. Like actually life form was simply the elements, and we are just simply there to code the elements, to receive data about the elements and the sustainability of the ecosystem on Earth. So the blue avians came then, and then they basically left, you know. This is like, okay, they've done their job, this is very good. So they haven't been coming to humanity since then. This information is relatively new. They have co-created with some humans, but very, very few. Like there are very few humans who actually have connection with blue avians, because they are, it's not that they are shy, but it's a little bit of that frequency of, okay, we are in the background, we are in the distance, right? We don't take side, we are not part of the evolution process. They are basically not really part of the training of humans like Arcturians and Sirians and other star races are, right? So the blue avians, they came then, it's like, oh, basically job done, we're just gonna kind of go back in our spaceships, and through unity consciousness, we're going to start, you know, going into different realms to seed life as needed by God, so God could experience itself in different frequency reality. So there's so much information coming from this, right? Who would have known that I would have shared this with you? Because a lot of you I know are interested about that. And I have so much information coming, and I have always had information coming. And I constantly share, especially as part of my university, of course, because it is much more advanced codex. So this is for the souls that are already activated in these realms, that already like mission soul, that are already basically embodying some aspect of their missions and their purpose, and that are already architects of the new earth, or they know that they are architects of the new earth. They want to be more precise, light leaders. So this is for people who have already embodied these codes and who are already serving others and already have like successful businesses and so on. So I train people to get better into advanced quantum teachings, and they receive so much of this information, and then so much more of this information. So if you're interested, you can always have a look. At the moment, enrollments are closed as we are right going deep into quantum architecture module, which is absolutely amazing. But I am releasing the first module as a digital product. So you might have a look on my website. It's going to be ready in a couple of weeks. The first one is going to be the Galactic Realm. So if you like all of this, you would be very happy to know that with all of this transmission, you can actually receive powerful quantum keys to do your own time and space travels. We visit many realms and you understand more about your own star travels, your journey through the quantum, which is absolutely exciting. The blue avians are now coming back because we are at this turning point in humanity. So now, for the first time since basically consciousness was seeded in primates, you know, like which was the species that was chosen as one of the most advanced species where high consciousness could be birthed and evolve. So since that moment, like the blue avians came back a little bit there just to check everything, but now they are coming back because unity consciousness now needs to be understood at a deeper layer. And it's very interesting to notice that we are experiencing so much separation in the world and so much separation in spirituality as well, where like so many spiritual leaders are talking different narratives and a lot of people find themselves lost, right? So the blue avians are coming here to train us human to simply embody more unity. And they don't train us as such as Arcturians and Sirians do, but they simply come, and literally when they come into our field, they come temporarily. So sometimes I can feel my blue avian, a dear friend, an ascended master coming, and she flies around very, very fast around me, and I can literally feel this swirling effect, and I'm being blasted with kind of this high glitter frequency that then comes into my skin and eat each and every one of my cells, all the way to my DNA, all the way like to the subatomic level presence within the cells. And it's literally being blasted with crystalline frequency from 12 dimension and above. So basically she comes, she flies around, and then she comes in my back and she wraps me in her wings, and then bah, off she's gone. You know, like she doesn't stay like my other masters, friends are. When they are always going to my own quantum space, they are always there, like I always connect with them and I know them so well. It's kind of like, okay, our blue avian friend, she will just come and then she's just go depending on what we need. And it's always every time I feel that there is distortion around this profound, profound code of unity consciousness that she comes. So I trust that this information served you. I would like to invite you to really tune into yourself, into this transmission, and how it shakes you, how it triggers you, how it makes you think and react. And this is wonderful because when we react, when there is movement in the field, when we're like, well, what about this? What about this? What about that? This is wonderful because it shows that your soul is already being upgraded in frequency. And it's simply your conscious and subconscious mind that are kind of being really triggered into your belief system and into understanding what to do within this information. Like, I trust that it's possible. I don't know how to do it. So if that is you, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You are such a magnificent soul. Your role is simply to allow yourself to surrender and to trust. We don't need to know all the answers to our questions. We will never know all the answers to our questions because the quantum is infinite, for goodness sake. So we can just relax and simply say, when a question comes, I just put it in a little bubble in my field and then the answer will come. And I want to feel more unity consciousness. I want to be in unity consciousness always. Please, blue avians, show me the way. Please help me. Come around me, wrap me in your wings, you know, fly around me, share your sparkly 12-dimensional glitter with me so I can be recorded. And then it's easier for me to embody unity consciousness because I know that truly this is who I am, because this is who you are, my dear friend listening to this. You are a spark of divine. Your soul is whole always. Your soul is infinite. Your soul is already there. Your soul has already made it. It's only your human catching up to that understanding, catching up to the frequency of your soul. So keep trusting in your soul. Keep trusting in yourself. Be the angel. Be the presence of yourself. And you will find yourself taking, embracing this accelerated journey of evolution that will literally anchor the templates of the neo-humans and connect you to so much love and abundance and freedom and connection. You will literally start creating a wonderful life for yourself. So I'm always there for you. I love sharing with you, and I would absolutely to receive back, as there is this always this beautiful sacred geometry symbol that is anchored in every transmission that I share with all of you, my tribe, of the infinite loop of giving and receiving. I'm giving you my time here. I'm giving you so much of my own frequency, of my love. I'm sharing some knowledge that I channel from the blue avians. All of these codes are free, but I do take time to create this video. I do my hair, even if they look a bit puffy today, that, you know, like I create video, I buy the equipment, I upload it, I have an assistant that I pay to do all of this. So I share free content. And then I have content that people can pay for, which is great because it's like also this loop of giving back. But if you can just give back now by commenting, by sharing, by liking this video, and by following me, my heart would be so, so, so full. It is already full, but you know what I mean. I would be so grateful. And I'm already grateful that you listen to this, of course. So may you be blessed, my friend. And always remember that we are all in this together, that we chose physicality as a pathway of evolution, and that it is perfect, that it is beautiful, and that we are here for one another always. I love you, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye! If you enjoyed this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website, sandrines.com, for more information.